This is the Straight Truth Podcast, biblical answers to difficult questions from a Christian worldview.
Pastor, here's a question about what children should do, say adult children, when their parents are going through marital difficulty and possibly divorce. So we've heard questions like this in pastoral ministry from time to time, but let's consider that a young adult woman has parents who are pursuing a divorce. They've never had a great relationship before in the past, but now all the children are grown, they're out of the house, and they feel like they now have the freedom to pursue something that maybe they had even thought of for a long time before. And none of the children want that to happen, and yet these parents, and they claim to be Christians, are just intent on moving forward. What sort of advice would you give those adult children and for helping their parents stay together? What can they do? What role can they have?
Especially if the parents claim to be believers, you appeal to them with Scripture that their pursuit of divorce is sinful. The Bible is clear that there are limited grounds for divorce, and there's debate in the church about what those grounds actually are. But one thing undebatable is, apart from those reasons, divorce is sinful. Mm-hmm. And so if there has been no sexual immorality, mm-hmm. if there's no abandonment taking place in the marriage, then whatever it is that is dividing those two people needs to be confessed as sin and forgiven. Mm-hmm. And the marriage needs to be maintained. In Matthew 19, the Pharisees want to talk about divorce. Jesus wants to talk about marriage. And so I would do that with my parents. Let's talk about what marriage is, Mom and Dad. I mean, this is a serious thing you've entered into. Matthew 19:10, the disciples say it's so serious. If this is the case between the man and the woman, it's better not to get married. That's how serious it was for them. So, Mom and Dad, is it that serious for you? You made a vow to God and to each other. So that's one thing. Talk to them about the sinfulness of what they're pursuing. The second thing I might do is reach out to their church. If they're not in your church, if they're in your church, if they won't listen, that's the time to go to the elders of the church and start with two or more, right? Trying to help your parents that way. If they're in another church, and I've heard this more than once, and this is discouraging, that the elders of the church where a family member might be going, there's no discipline of sin in that congregation. But if your parents are in a healthy church, I would encourage you to reach out to the leadership of that church and make sure they know what your parents are dealing with. And if they don't, tell them and ask them to engage your family. If you have siblings, maybe before you take the church step, if you have siblings, then reach out to brothers and sisters and bring them in on the issue as well, especially, obviously, if they're believers and in agreement with you.
And that can be hard, too, because that's kind of like a family confrontation where you've always been, but you've always been in a sort of submissive position.
Right.
And you might even venerate them, I'm not sure. But then you've got to confront them about a sin issue. I mean, there's got to be some hesitancy and anxiety about
that. No doubt about it. But it's the beauty and the wonder of the Christian life is that, you know, you and I are dads, but for our believing children, we're also brethren. And so I have, as I was raising my children, I had God-given responsibilities as a father. But now that my children are grown and are believers, they have God-given responsibilities toward all their brethren, and that now includes me. So if you see a brother in sin, just, you know, hurting himself and hurting others, you're to go to them. You don't wait for them to bring it up. You go to them. And that holds true even when your parents are in sin. Or a brother and sister, a sibling is in sin.
Sibling.
We can't let family relationships get in the way of our God-given responsibilities.
And I'm thinking of another situation as you're talking, because I've known some people who've had a parent pass away, and then you've got, say, an older parent now, you know, 65, older, 7 years old, that decides to get married again at that age. And then those siblings feel like that's neither good for them, nor is it even a godly relationship. Is it just a similar sort of thing? Just call them to be faithful to the Scripture, talk to their church, that sort of thing? Or would you approach it any differently?
That's a fantastic question. I've actually dealt with that myself with one of my parents. One of my parents has passed and the other one living, and there was someone interested in in marriage with them at an older age. And so what you do with your parent, I think, in that situation is you recognize and you empathize with their loneliness. Mm-hmm. That's usually one aspect of what drives that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two, you recognize they're not sinning if they decide to get married.
Yeah.
They're not.
Mm-hmm.
The scriptures make that clear. Death of the spouse, you're free to marry a widow, 1 Corinthians 7, to marry whomever she wants, only in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So your parent is not sinning if they want to remarry. It's still worth a conversation about the family dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
How will this affect the family dynamics? If it's a good situation and you have believing children, most of the time the children are going to be encouraging. If it's a concerning situation, then that's where you go talk to your parents and they need to be wise enough to at least hear you out and understand what your concerns are.
Mm.
But in all these situations, it's conversations, sitting down, honesty, sincerity, not sort of talking around the issue and hoping that they get the message. Straightforward, clear communication is always best, but also make clear your love for them and desire only to be of help. And that's what motivates the conversation.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.